All right. I guess we will. Anyhow. Oh. I'm a little high. I don't know why the fuck I'm doing this. I don't know why the fuck any of you people care. I don't know why I care. I would think you would care. But apparently I'm going to do this. So I just opened a whole bunch of these random fucking things. We'll just pick them out. Did I get this one twice? No, I did not. Oh, I see. They're just, they have tags. How helpful. Okay. Well, I'm starting to look at them now. And that was kind of not the point. Well, not to look at them, but rambling. I'm fucking tired. Well. Alright. We'll just go in order. Yeah. Oh, no. I guess we won't. What do we got going on here? Don't read the questions in advance. I have to play it on speakers and then answer verbally. Yeah, no, that's a lot of work. I'm pretty fucking lazy. Can I just read them? I'm gonna read them. You're just gonna fucking enjoy that. Like, I understand it's supposed to be rapid fire, although I have no idea what the fuck's going on, because I've never watched Inside the Actor's Studio. Oh, I'm all in the fucking side, aren't I? Okay, it's fucking right in the other direction. I'm rambling. Whatever. Suck it. What's my favorite word? Loathe. What's your least favorite word? Cloud. No, seriously. What is something that turns you on? I know it's supposed to be fast, but this is complicated. I don't deal well with fucking pressure here right now, people. I do not deal with pressure. Yes, I am trying to buy time, so whatever. Suck it, bitches. I like necks. What if something turns you off? I can't really drag this out like I did the last one. I'm not really using the drag out. I'm actually just fucking complaining about the fact that I shouldn't be allowed to use this twice. Now I'm dragging it out. Something that turns me off? I don't fucking know. I don't know. Assholes, I guess. Like the people. What's the sound or noise that you love? I love the fucking... And I hate fucking snow, but I love the sound of snow hitting the ground. When it's late at night and there's nothing out there and it's just a heavy fucking snowfall. I dig that. What sound or noise do you hate? Sound of my own voice. What is your favorite curse word? Fuck. What profession, other than your own, would you like to attempt? I really want it to be a marine biologist. Clearly I'm not. I'd like to be a proprietor of my own shop as well. Again, then totally fuck the whole lightning round concept up. Deal with it. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates? I'd like to hear him say, holy fuck, dude, that video's gonna be viral. There you go. Oh, should I make a note of which one I do? The pivot questionnaire or Inside the Actor's Studio? It seems like fucking something I should say. We're just going to close and move on to the next one. And the next one is, bam, Bibi Kittens Disney questionnaire. This will be fun. I guess I don't have to do the lighting round now. I can just fucking talk endlessly. You still with me? I gotta stop playing with that thing. It's like a piece of fucking fabric or something. Also, I'm totally in one ear, aren't I? Yeah. Deal with it. Deal with it. What is your favorite Disney character and why? I don't have one, really, necessarily. I mean, there's gotta be somebody. Because, like, Disney's huge, right? So, like, there's got to be somebody. I'm trying to think of fucking Disney things that are out there. I don't know. Disney character? I'm assuming there are going to be Disney questions. Maybe one will inspire me. If you had to compare a Disney character to yourself, who would that be? Jesus, these aren't going to be easy. I don't fucking know. don't know. Donald Duck, bitchy but lovable. Favorite Disney movie. So you see, again, are we talking like the greater Disney? Because there's like a real weird place in my life for Escape from Witch Mountain, which is a Disney movie, but it's not like the Disney movie everybody thinks of. Unless he did, which makes it pretty cool. Like, yeah, if you're thinking like your classic cartoon Disney movies, I don't really know. I like the idea of Fantasia. I don't really care for watching it. There's an appreciation for that. That's like real Disney. Are Pixar movies Disney? Do I even like Pixar movies? Yeah. Some of them. Oh, wait, I'm jumping ahead. If I could have Disney dinner with Disney... If you could have dinner with any Disney character, who would it be and why? I feel like there's a smart-ass answer in here, and I'm just not feeling it. We're gonna go serious. And I don't fucking know, because I don't know any Disney characters. I like none of them. I don't care. Wouldn't want to have Disney fucking dinner. Like, ooh, hey, wait a second. I wonder what that was. Is Jessica Rabbit a Disney character? I'd have dinner with Jessica Rabbit. Yes, I'm checking. Because I can do that. That'll work. Yes, it was. It was Disney Touchstone, so fuck it. Hey, there you go. There's my answer. Alright, which note was this tab? Hell yeah. Favorite Disney song? In the tiki 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 room. In the tiki 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 room, all the birds sing words and the flowers too. In the tiki 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 room, I really had to go back in time for that. None of this new tiki room shit. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck your shitty new fucking movies. Fuck you. Fuck you. I want the real one with fucking, yeah, Jock and was it Pedro Pepe? Probably something real stereotypical, right? There was a Mexican guy or bird there. There was a French bird. I think there was a Mexican bird. There was an American bird and like an English bird. Yeah. There was no Canadian bird. I don't remember their name, so I don't remember their colors. Obviously, red macaw. Anyway, point is, I had to go back in time, and oh. That was go. If you've been to one of the Disney parks, what was your favorite ride? I guess it's obvious. Fuck yeah. I also really dug the other one, which was 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. That shit's gone. So, like, literally the stuff I care about is gone. And fuck you, Disney. Although I do have the fucking soundtrack on, like, a big old fucking LP that I believe actually had both. I think it was Tiki Room on one side, and it was actually Jungle Cruise on the other side. Maybe it's no coincidence. Jungle Cruise? No. No, that's actually another badass ride. Is that still there? That was pretty cool. That was pretty fucking cool. In the tiki 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 room, what Disney character do you not like at all? Oh fuck, I can't say his name and I'm gonna get it wrong and it's gonna be super fucking stupid sounding. Iago from ruining my fucking tiki room ride. Yeah. My favorite Disney villain. I don't know, isn't it? Was he a Disney villain? Probably not. I don't know, man. Probably the fucking ape in fucking Jungle Cruise, because the guy would get the rifle or the pistol out and shoot it. That was a good time. He's really reaching for that one. I don't know any Disney fucking villains. Deal with it. What Pixar movie made you cry the most? Hers was up. I'm assuming it's a her. If it was not, I'm sorry. I'm assuming your gender. Made me cry the most. Up was pretty tear-jerking in the beginning. Like, the ending is nice, but that beginning montage, that's a fucking knife in the guts. It's a clear fucking winner. Do you think Frozen was worth all the hype? Why or why not? I don't think I've seen Frozen. That's the one with the... Oh, no, I did. Oh, fuck, yeah, that's right. Someone made me watch it. Yeah. But, yes, I did. Do I think it was worth all the hype? I don't remember it that well. Not really. I'm trying to remember people in it. You got the snowman dude. You got the big hunky fucking guy. You got the two sisters, but I don't remember the plot. Like, other than, like, I even read The Ice Queen. I recorded that, you know. Although I may never have posted it. Sucks for you. But, yeah. I don't remember much about it. Why or why not? Because I don't remember much about it, so clearly it was not worth the hype. My favorite Pixar movie. You hear my stomach going, I'm hungry. I don't know what my favorite Pixar movie is. I know I have like food polls next. That should be the next one I do, so I get really fucking hungry and then go eat. And I'll turn into like an ASMR recording where I eat. What do they call those? Mukbangs? People probably listen to that stuff. I know you are. Anyway. I don't know, favorite Pixar movie. I don't know. I've seen most of the first ones. Up to, like, the fucking red-haired girl one where she fights the bear or some shit. Which clearly I saw. I just wasn't paying attention to it all. So I don't fucking know. And you got the Toy Story ones, right? And you got, like, the one about the bees. One about the... Is there one about ants? There's one about monsters. Toy Stories aren't bad. I don't remember which one I liked the most. I don't remember which one I liked the most. I saw the third one first, so probably that one. I don't know. I actually didn't hate Cars. I know I'm supposed to. Fuck you. It was amusing because it had car jokes in it, and I found them funny. And Up, again, it's all around good. You're supposed to like, what's the one with the little robot dude? But I don't remember much about that one either. So there you go. What Disney character you want to have sex with and why? Well then, it's like that, isn't it? Thankfully, we've done the research earlier to determine that Jessica Rabbit is, in fact, a Disney character, so I'm in. Yeah, all right. I want the one about food. I am super fucking hungry. No, that's not about food. Now I'm looking at what they're called. It was random. Arts. Fantasy. Ooh, that's big words. Foods for moods. There you go. That's the GW Eats Desk questionnaire from Deleted. Simple starters. And like a 3-course fucking thing. I'm going on it now. I'm going to break and I'm going to fucking eat. It's going to be epic. I'm actually really tempted to do that for sheer fucking stupidity factor. And because I'm really high, this seems like a good idea. Do you prefer sweet or salty? Do you prefer sweet or salty savory? Oh, like a real food question? Like, I don't know. That's complicated, man. That's really complicated. I don't know. I'm really fucking hungry, though. Holy shit. It's like denying myself. I'm denying? Anyhow, fuck that. Okay. Sweet or salty? Yeah. Probably sweet. What's your favorite type of cuisine? Examples include Chinese, Japanese, Italian, American, etc. What is American food? Like, I wonder. Like, I mean, I have an idea. Like, what, fried chicken, hamburgers? Do we have, like, exciting and fascinating foods? We must. Barbecue. Which is... God, I'm fucking... Oh, anyway, you got a question. Honestly, it's a toss between, like, Chinese or fucking Indian. I enjoy Indian most of all, but I eat Chinese most of all, so there you go. My favorite snack food. I would kill for a bag of Doritos right now. Oh, fuck, I bet you I have some. Oh, fuck, dude, I totally have fucking Doritos. Hell yeah. Can I pause this thing? No. How do I do that? All right. Fuck. And I got a fucking baller idea, too. Hell yeah. Do-do-do. Alright, where was I? Oh, I had to get food. And I got one of the fucking nacho cheese and one of the Cool Ranch, the little lunch bag. That's awesome. I'm still gonna eat fucking Doritos in a minute. Well, I'm really high, which I have not been really high in a long time. Am I supposed to do like ASMR style? Oh, I should have done the bong hit like ASMR. Probably still too loud. Am I recording again? Yeah, I am. A little confused. Anyway, I have two bags of Doritos. And I have questions to answer. Such as, what is my favorite appetizer? Any food that comes on a stick, so you get the fucking bacon wrapped around the scallop. That shit's delicious. Damn, that's delicious. And I also like good fucking tortilla chips and like fresh salsa. That's also delicious. There was a place here that made their own. They were super fucking good. God damn it. Sorry, I'm pointing and clicking. I should steal all the cool tags and I should go do the video game one like Tark did. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? I could play video games and get screamed and yelled at fucking people on the internet about how they suck. I don't think we need that. Oh, I'm gonna eat food. And answer questions. Sorry, I am a little high. What's my favorite main dish? So my mom used to make this thing years ago, and I fucking loved it. I didn't know I loved it at the time, but when I couldn't get it anymore, I really fucking loved it. That was fucking good. I don't know why I'm so weird about sharing what it is. Like, you're gonna fucking stalk me, but it was chickens and dumplings. Chickens? Chicken and dumplings. But it was like made in this really heavy paprika sauce. And the dumplings were these fucking... motherfucker. They were good. I haven't had it for a long time. And like, you know, supposedly nobody knew how to do it. Turns out there was one family member who did. And he gave me the recipe. And it's fucking delicious. That's my favorite main dish. Fuck yeah. My favorite dessert? Pecan pie. Wow. That was fast, because I feel like I've been asked that sort of dumbass question before. And I'm sure I answered pumpkin pie without a moment's thought, but pecan has definitely taken over. I'm all whispery now. Nice. Chair's creaking. Is that good for the ASMR? I suppose I have to come in here and do this, and then like you do the noise to rub your face. Or scratch the mic, and fuck you, I'm not doing that. Do I have a favorite restaurant? Oh no, my favorite dessert. Oh, I did that. Favorite restaurant? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, lots of questions about that. Yeah, I do. No, I'm not telling you where it was, because obviously I wouldn't. It's an Indian place. I eat there a lot. It's good. Chicken tikka masala. That's the standard. I like to get a little everything. That's a good dessert, too. Anyway, that's all of it. What are my thoughts on fast food? It's fucking delicious. I like McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. If I only eat one meal for the rest of my life, what would it be? You know what? Yeah, it'd be pizza, because you get it like a billion different fucking ways. So whatever. If you're saying that doesn't count, I don't care. I'm making the rules, so I'm answering the questions. Yeah, I'd be damn alright with that. I could do all sorts of shit with pizza. What's my favorite comfort food? I don't know. I don't have... Oh, I want to eat these Doritos. Are they my comfort food? Holy fuck, let's eat it though. Start with the Cool Ranch ones. Oh, should I open it like ASMR style? fucking annoying is that? Was that a mukbang? I mentioned it earlier. Oh shit, I tore the bag really bad. Actually, that'll make it rattle less. Yes, I'm totally gonna eat while you listen to this. I don't give a fuck. I don't know what a mukbang does. I'm talking my mouth full. It's kind of gross. Now I'm sniffing in your ear. It's even grosser. I've probably done that a lot, actually. Damn. I bet you I have. Oh, God, it's so good. Oh, God. I'm bored of answering questions. Most guy have Doritos. So I admit I don't really know what comfort food is. I'm going with Doritos because I do feel good eating them. Favorite food eat for a celebration? I don't know. What classifies a celebration? I need follow up. I don't know. I really don't know. Again, what the fuck? I don't know. Cake. That's a celebration food. I want to eat cake. Is that a guilty pleasure food? If so, what is it? Cake. Imagine you're preparing or ordering a romantic meal for you and a partner. What's on the menu? Probably Doritos. Fuck yeah. I can totally buy time by eating Doritos too, but you know what? I don't know. I don't like that question either. It depends on the person. Depends on the kind of night. Like, you know. Depends. It would probably be seafood, though, because that's the fancy one. You go for the lobster tail. You go all in. You go all in. So there you go. Here's one fucking choice. Debating if I want to eat the fucking nacho ones and mix them up, or just stick with one. Just stick with one. Why be greedy? I'm not doing it though. Do I have any foods I find sexy? Would you use them as a prelude to sexy time, or maybe even during sexy time? No, I would not use food and sex. That's gross. I think. I don't know if I have any foods I find sexy, per se. I don't know. I'm a dude. I'll watch a woman eat a banana any day of the week. Probably put on a pretty good show of that myself. But, I don't know. Foods I find sexy. Would you use them as a prelude to sexy time? Well, there's a story there. Oh, is that awkward? Nah, whatever. Fuck it. A long time ago, we used to date, and we would stop at the grocery store by the house, and we'd buy quote-unquote exotic fruit, which is usually the same shit. But I just remember it was our first date, and we had done this. And she came home, we're at my place, and, like, you know, we're cutting up these fucking things. It was a bunch of shit. I don't remember what it was. Actually, I probably do prickly pears, kiwis. Dragon fruit? I don't know. What's the weird yellow star-shaped one? That's prickly pear, isn't it? Maybe it was only two. Kiwi's the important one, but she's cutting the kiwi up and we're eating it and we're giggling and having a good time. And I remember she slips me a piece of the kiwi. She sticks it against my lower lip. She pushes it in. I take a bite. And then I don't remember if she licked the flavor off my lower lip or if she just kissed me immediately afterwards or if she ate it. But the point is, there was kiwi and kissing. And it was the first kiss. It was a very romantic evening. I don't know why the fuck. That was a good goddamn fucking... Yeah. That was a long time ago. So there. Oh, do I have any specific memories based around food? Well, you got one. Perfect burger, medium rare, Swiss cheese, mushrooms, those weird onion things where, like, they're fried and crispy. Like, I literally think this is a fucking hamburger at a chain somewhere. Fuck you, I don't care. And probably mushrooms. Or maybe barbecue sauce and no mushrooms. I could go either way. Perfect pizza. I used to make pizza. I have Doritos to eat, too. Perfect pizza. Goddamn. A lot of different kinds of cheese pizzas. Like, do you make like a crazy pizza? Nah, keep it simple. Something you get anywhere that you don't pay a ton of money for, that you can just order. Onion and bacon. Trust me on that one. Perfect sandwich. Give me a cheese stick. Whatever. Product of my phone. What's your favorite ice cream flavor? Do you get any toppings? Mmm, fucking good. Mmm. Taking way longer than I thought it was going to take to do this. So I sure do hope it's amusing as hell. I don't know. I like vanilla. I like good vanilla ice cream. Like a rich vanilla. Whatever. Do I get any toppings now? Imagine your perfect wedding. No. How many guests are there? None. Didn't fucking elope in a goddamn island paradise somewhere. Or the Arctic. Can you elope to the Arctic? In Canada. What do you serve there? I don't fucking know. Probably nothing. I didn't invite anybody. Imagine you're at a holiday feast. What's for dinner? I like a good turkey dinner. So you get that. You get that on the holidays. You get a turkey? I like a good turkey. Do I need anything with the turkey? And mashed potatoes and gravy. That'll do me. I'm good. Oh, and sweet potatoes are acceptable. Alright. I'm on death row. It's time for my last meal. What are you getting? Mom's fucking chicken and dumplings. Fuck yeah. Alright, there you go. Look, I've done another one. I'm tired of these. Oh. What else do we have? It's the music one. Questionnaire of the Arts. That's what I just did, that one. That would be current and new, wouldn't it? No, that was a year ago. No. I'm just pointing and clicking because I'm high. Couldn't get it in my mouth. All right. Yeah. There's a lot of sound in here that I don't want anybody to hear. And I'm not going to lie. I'm way too lazy to care about fucking going and editing out. So, we'll see if anything ever happens to this. Edit this shit for me. Make an AMA. Like a random one. Where I met. I wanted to do it for my finger, but it did not happen. Originally, that was actually going to be. Boom, 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 boom. Get rid of that. Darling, need another hat. I'm pretty fucking high. Jesus, I just saw the word fucking Disney again. God damn it. Ooh, from Pretty Bookworm. Pretty Bookworm's super random questionnaire. All right. My favorite movie growing up? I've already said I like Scary Witch Mountain, which I do. But, favorite movie growing up, I was really into Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And then later in life, it was Road Warrior. Those are probably the two big ones. What movie soundtrack, in your opinion, is the best soundtrack ever? Harder They Come? Whatever. It's not even a hard question. I mean, fucking, could you think of a better one? God damn it. There was a time in the 90s where I would have said the Judgment Night soundtrack, awful movie, great fucking music score. That was a big one. The Dinosaur Jr. song is fucking incredible. Anyhow, what do I think about Disney music and why is it so beautiful? Fucking Disney questions. I don't care. Sorry, I just did a bunch of those earlier. What do I think about Disney music and why is it so beautiful? I don't really think anything about Disney music. So I'm sure it's extremely well made. You know, like, what do you got? Like, the fucking soundtrack thing? The Elton John song? There's probably some, like, Neon song. I could just be making that part up. What was it, Elton John song, Circle of Life? I don't know how the fuck it goes. Can you write that one? Bernie Rice, right? Or something? I don't know. I'm not really an Elton John fan. I don't fucking know any Disney music. I'm sorry, I'm useless. I'm sure I do. Let It Go. Is that beautiful? I don't know. I don't think I've ever heard the whole fucking song. I have, but I don't remember. Clearly it did not make an impression. What art form is my favorite? Moving right to the next one. I don't know. I like people who can build stuff, but I don't know, is that kind of art? Like people who can, like, make, I don't know, fucking stuff. Woodworking. Sculpture's pretty cool. Woodworking. People who can make shit out of metal, that's interesting. Like, stuff. But anybody can, like, build a chair, like a beautiful fucking chair. Architecture is an art. I don't know. I don't know. What do you prefer, pictures or paintings? Pictures, because I can actually take those. And I used to. And I was actually kind of good at them, I think. Any guilty pleasures? It can be anything. Yeah, they're all pretty bad. Guilty pleasures. It's gotta be something. It fucked up. I don't feel guilt. There's probably some sort of fucking mental thing there, isn't there? Because I really can't think of anything I do. Guilty pleasures. Posted dirty recordings on the internet. I was just listening to Just for the Night answer BBY Kitten's Disney questionnaire. Well, there you go. Isn't that funny? If you do a little fucking skipping around, you can enjoy that. The end, he played music from Finding Nemo, and it hit me right in the feels. The music made me think of a moment in the movie that we played. It was a sad moment, so I was getting emotional just at the thought of that scene. Do you have that too sometimes, and seeing or hearing something reminds you of something or someone, and all the emotions you had that moment come back? Well, yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, there's like general things that take me back, and I'm sure if I fucking listen to stuff, I get hit here and there. Yeah, alright. Where I tell stories, I feel like I should be telling stories and shit. But I am clearly not telling stories and shit. I could. Like Thursday, I'm high. Is there any left? No, it's all over. Fuck. Do I want more? Yeah. I'm not gonna have it. I am pretty fucking high. I've done a lot of these stupid fucking things. Which is not to say they were stupid, I'm sorry, I'm just being me. So anyway, Yeah, no, there's songs, like, there's definitely moments. Yeah. Which video game are you playing right now? Tell me about it, and are you loving it? I'm not loving it. I'm not loving Overwatch in the slightest, I'm sorry. I used to, I think. Maybe I've always liked it because it was just the best one out there. I need a new video game. Whatever. There's a storm outside. I hope my house will survive it. I can sometimes feel in my bed the shocking of the wind against the house. The shocking? Shaking. Oh, pretty Dutch, right? Yeah. Anyway. Not that that's anything, right? Just pro-Dutch, actually, but... Anyway, just because. So I'm always a bit afraid that the wind will destroy my house at some point. Are you sometimes afraid that the wind or some other weather conditions will destroy your house? Yeah. You get, like, the hurricanes come through. I don't get them real bad. Like, there are people who live in places where, like, it's a constant fear. I just gotta worry about my house being damaged. But yeah, no, you worry about that. It is... Carnival here, a Dutch feast. Hell yeah, you are Dutch. It's one of my favorite Dutch holidays. What holidays do you always look forward to the most? Can I list my favorite Dutch holiday? It's Sinterklaas, the whole fucking thing. Love it. God damn. Anyway. What do I look forward to the most? I like the idea of Thanksgiving. Yeah, probably that one. You know what? I'm going for that one. Thanksgiving. It's the nice one. As who or what did you dress on Halloween last year? Myself. But like, circa 1992. excuse me. Would you eat a chocolate-flavored pizza or a pizza-flavored chocolate? No, absolutely not. That's just gross. What's my favorite snack? Holy fuck, Doritos. And do I have any left? I have a whole other bag. Fuck. What is my least favorite sound? Goodbye. Obviously. Like, I wish I could have ended it on that note. That would have been great. It's a shame I can't. On the arts. I'm going to assume he is weirdo Rascal King Last Hurrah. That's quite a fucking fancy name. I'm going to assume he is weird as me and keep a book in your car. Which book is it? Clearing my throat again. Actually, I was going to do it really bad right there. You probably heard that. Maybe if I was smart, I cleared it out. I don't actually know if I have a book in my car at this point in time. I'm really wondering if I do. Owner's manual doesn't count. No, I don't think I do. My car's filled with crap, but unfortunately books are not amongst them. I can tell you the book that sits on... I have three books on my desk at work. I have a fucking Tom Clancy book. I have Iceberg Slim. Right? Yeah. Is that his name? Some pimp. I think it's Iceberg Slim. And Neuromancer by William Gibson, which is actually like one of my favorite books. Who's my favorite artist? Ansel Adams. Favorite author? Terry Pratchett. Oh, now I'm doing the lightning round ones. That's like a throwback to the start of this bullshit. What book would I suggest you read next? Nation by Terry Pratchett. What's favorite art style? I don't know. I like black and white photography because I used to do it. If you're being forced to listen to instrumental music, what composer would you choose? The smart-ass answer would have been John Cage. Like, I just went 3 minutes, 6 seconds over and over on repeat because then I win. But that's like a dicky thing to say. I wonder if I could listen to Yanni. Or if it's just like, I want to do Yanni. Or the Chariots of Fire soundtrack over and over and over again would be tight too. I'm like all over the place. My eyes are starting to wander. Okay. If you had to guess how many books, physical books, not your Kindle, do you own? Oh, fuck. I don't know how many books are on the shelves. Well, there's like 50 per shelf. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, that's half full. Those are over full. 300? I know that's not 7 times 50, but that just seems like we're going to knock it down. I know that's 6 times 50. I'm not completely fucking stupid. Math broken. I don't know. 300? 350? What genre of literature could you do without... Everybody's got their thing, man. I don't think I've ever read a like romance novel in my life. I don't know. Do I have a favorite poem? Yeah. What about a favorite... What about a favorite poem? Yeah. The karaoke DJ has called your name. You step onto the stage. The lights come up. We take the mic. What song starts playing? Copacabana by Barry Manilow. Fuck yeah. Hell yeah. Fuck hell yeah. That's my fucking jam. You were tied to a chair. Your captors decided to drive you insane by playing a song on loop for days. What song do I, do they choose? Anything's gonna suck after a couple of days. I don't even know modern music, like the new stuff. It's all bad. I should say pop music. I don't even know pop music. It's all fucking bad. So probably any one of those random shitty ones. Dude, am I still doing these questions? Holy shit. How long have I been going on this? Composing, writing, singing, painting, sculpting, and you can master only one of these skills. What do you choose? Oh, I can do any one of those skills? Writing would be nice, because that seems like it'd be the most useful. Although I think I'm pretty good at that one already, so I get like a passing grade. I don't know, man. I wish I could paint. That would be pretty cool. Can you name a single band or artist that you could listen to indefinitely? Probably. I don't know, man. Indefinitely is a long fucking time. I don't know. That's a long fucking time. Like, I feel like I'm supposed to give, like, an answer. Like, I really love Band X, but... It's a really long fucking time. Why'd you answer this? Or what this, like the thing? I don't know, man. I picked a bunch of shit at random. Yours sounded more interesting than not. I don't have a single band, by the way. I'm done. That was a very fucking defensive answer. I'm sorry. Who do you want to hear answer this question? I don't... What? I'm officially stymied in the last question. Which question? This question? But there was no question there. Like, I'm so confused. Like, I suspect I'm just fucking reading into this in completely the wrong way at this point. But I don't understand. How do you mean this question? That was really bad English. But like, how does, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm tapping out. I'm tapping out on that. Somewhere in my life is a telephone. I wish I knew where the hell I put it. Over here? Over here. Do, do, do. Alright. Where was I? Alright. I should be done with this shit. Alright. Oh, I was inspired by Pretty Bookworms Keeping Lyric Surfing. Oh, ah. What was that? Beeping noise. Quite baffled by that. I literally have no idea what the hell that was. That was my telephone, but I don't know what the hell I did. Zombies or unicorns? That's craziness. Reader 7. Science fiction or fan? Oh, wow, I'm really tired. I think I'm done. I'm done. Well, the zombies are unicorns? Fuck. That's a fucking tight question. I know, that's awesome. I want unicorns. Give me unicorns, but like cool unicorns. Yeah. Obviously, they're unicorns and zombies. Unicorns versus zombies? Or unicorns with zombies? Fuck, dude. That's a baller fucking question. Zombies or unicorns? Fuck. Fuck, that's a good question. Because, like, would it be zombies with unicorns against people? Or, like, helping people? So I don't want to know if it's zombies or unicorns, but I want to know, like, zombies and unicorns, what are they going to do together? Like, you know, spin me your tale of zombies and unicorns. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. All right, I'm done. That's a goddamn awesome question, though. I got another bag of Doritos to eat. I'm tired. You needed that, huh? Good night.